Chapter 27, Call to Remembrance the Former Days.
Why did ancient Israel so easily forget God's dealings? The people did not retain in their memory his works of greatness and power or his words of warning. Had they remembered his wondrous dealings with them, they would not have received the reproof, as in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13 in the American Revised Version, which states, "Who art thou, that thou art afraid of man that shall die, and of the son of man that shall be made as grass, and hast forgotten Jehovah thy Maker, that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and fearest continually all the day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he maketh ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor?" But the children of Israel forgot God, whose they were by creation and by redemption. After seeing all his wondrous works, they tempted him. To the Israelites were committed the sacred oracles, but God's revealed word was misinterpreted and misapplied. The people despised the word of the Holy One of Israel, as quoted, "The vineyard of Jehovah of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Woe unto them that regard not the work of Jehovah, neither have they considered the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity for lack of knowledge. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Therefore, as the tongue of fire devoureth the stubble, and as the dry grass sinketh down in the flame, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have rejected the law of Jehovah of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One in Israel." Quoted Isaiah 5, verses 7, 11 to 13, 20, 21, and 24 of the American Revised Version.